Does it seem like you're always stressed out and nothing really seems to help? Hey, David Essel here. There's so many of us that have been struggling for the last 5 years or longer. Actually, we always like to blame COVID for everything, but it has really had a huge impact on this world. And there are people that have been stressed out since birth. And I want to talk about those individuals that are going, we're looking at this right now going, yeah, David, I need some help. I'm always stressed out and nothing seems to make a difference. Very first thing we need to do, and I know that this seems like psychotherapy work because it is we need to figure out where did it come from? What's the origin of your stress? There are some people who are constantly stressed that'll look right back to childhood and go, oh my God, my mom. My mom was always anxious, always worried, always stressed, always talking about money, or my dad was always worried, always stressed, always talking about money, or an aunt, or an uncle, or grandmother, or grandfather. So when we find the origin of our stress and we go, oh my gosh, it goes all the way back to my childhood, that means that we just absorb that generational cycle, right? We absorb the way that they don't deal with stress by talking about it so much. So the first thing we do after we find the origin, we say, okay, that's where the origin started from. Or maybe for some people, it's being in the army. Or maybe for some people, it's taking a chance at a job that they thought would be great and it ended up being the worst experience of their life. You know, stress can come from so many different ways. It might come from someone who betrayed you, someone who cheated on you, someone who stole your money, betrayed you in any way whatsoever. That can create ongoing stress. But then there's something else, and that is our self-talk. If you share with everyone you know, including yourself, on a regular basis that you're stressed, life isn't fair, this isn't working, that never has worked, I think that I'm just behind the eight ball, I was born in a time I shouldn't be here, I hear that all the time, right? And so the more we talk about that, the greater it becomes. Our self-talk can completely destroy our self-confidence and self-esteem. And the more we talk about how stressed we are, the more we create the identity of a stressed person, which simply means we're looking to be stressed. We're looking for examples. We're looking to talk about things that stress us out on a regular basis. Now, you know, as a counselor, I'm going to tell you, don't submerge it, right? Don't push that stress down. God, I did for years. I used positive thinking every day, these ridiculous affirmations, so I didn't have to face my stress. I used positive thinking for so many different things, and it never worked long term. It worked short term, but not long term. So we've got to take a look at that self-talk. Number one, what's the origin? Where is it coming from, right? Number two, what's that self-talk that I'm doing? How do I stop it? And this is something you're going to have to work on, right? Stop talking about that victim mentality. Stop talking about how unfair your ex was, your former lover, former husband, former wife, how unfair your parents were, how unfair your siblings are, how unfair the world is, how unfair your coworkers are, how unfair your boss. It doesn't matter. Because the more you talk about it, the more it goes from a tiny mushroom into this massive mountain. So number two is going to be stopping the self-talk. Number three, and this is going to be very interesting for a lot of people, and this comes a lot from Buddhism, and different teachers like Thich Nhat Hanh say this all the time, and that is to embrace that stress, you know, to say, okay, what is stressing me out? I've got to go to this event, and I don't have anyone to go with, and I hate going alone. Okay, so we take that stress and we say, well, what would we call that? And we call it anxiety, right? So we bring it up and hold it. And the way Thich Nhat Hanh says it, it's so beautiful. We hold our anxiety like it's a baby and we talk to it. I know you're anxious. I know every time we go to a networking event, you're here. You arise like from out of nowhere. But it's okay. We're going to go in. We're going to talk to as many people as we can. And maybe we'll stay for 20 or 30 minutes and leave. So let's relax, Mr. or Miss Anxiety. Let's go back down. We're going to go in and see how this works out. Now, to some people, that sounds crazy, right? Talking to your anger, talking to your anxiety, talking to your insecurities. But it really is an opportunity for you to get in touch with, what am I feeling? Is it frustration? Is it anger? Is it anxiety? What could it be? And then, if you haven't found all of the answers, I'm going to recommend our brand new book, Lessen Your Burdens and Lift Your Spirits. This is an incredibly deep spiritual program that you can do anywhere. We recommend in your bed in the morning to take 10, 15 minutes and to follow the program in the book. And let's say we're talking about how you're always stressed and nothing ever works. In this program, in the book, Lessen Your Burdens, which is available for free. The Audible, believe it or not, is free at my website, talkdavid.com, or you can get the soft cover at Amazon. But in there, we show you how to build a mastermind group, a spiritual mastermind group. And what you would do is ask this group, what is their thoughts? What are their thoughts on how you can decrease your stress? decrease your anxiety. Then you take a big breath and you just listen. We tell people to have a pen and paper in your hand. Everything is put in the book. We have all the steps lined out. You don't have to remember any of this. And then to write down, you know, I'm feeling stress. It's because of this. And then you ask the spiritual mental mastermind group, how can they help? What would they recommend? I mean, one of the stories from the book I share all the time that is just probably one of the most powerful ones in regards to stress, there was a woman that came to me that was struggling with PTSD. And she had had horrendous things happening in her life, and she had actually become agoraphobic. She hardly ever left her house. So she did this spiritual mastermind group, even though she didn't believe it was going to work. Like most of my clients go, David, that's a little weird. And then all of a sudden she came in a week later and said, David, I don't understand this. For 7 days in a row, everyone in my spiritual mental mastermind group said that I need to get a support dog, an emotional support dog. And I said, well, what's wrong with that if it's coming from everyone in your group? And she said, I don't like dogs. I've never gotten along with dogs. And I said, well, this is where you're going to have faith, right? And we talk about faith in the book. You're going to have faith that these people you've called in for help are giving you exceptional advice. So why don't you give it a shot? You can always return the dog. Get a dog that's been trained for emotional support. Don't just get any dog. Get a dog that's ready for you. And let's see what happens. Well, I don't have to go into much detail to tell you that this woman exploded. Her life just opened up like you wouldn't believe. She started going places she never would have gone before. She started getting out of the house every day because she had a dog to take care of. Isn't that just beautiful? So whether you're looking to deepen your faith, decrease stress, find your pathway in life, whatever it is, this book and this program is one of the greatest things to do. Listen, I've given you a ton of information today. If I can help you at all, go to talkdavid.com. That's where you'll find the audible of the book for free. You can reach out and I'll work with you for 20 minutes on the phone at no charge whatsoever, just to see if I can help you move forward in life. And there's also 5 other books there for free that you can get. There's a link to YouTube with 2,600 free videos on personal growth. There's all kinds of stuff there. So go to talkdavid.com. If I can help you, I would love to. And remember this, the world is filled with stress right now. You're not the only one going through it. And that's not to minimize your stress. That's just to let you know that it's pretty normal these days to have people really stressed and very anxious. However, we also have answers like the ones I've given you today. Reach out at talkdavid.com. Have faith, and we can move mountains. Have a beautiful day.